IT Milestones. Englisch für IT-Berufe. Track 8.
Good morning. You must be Michael. I am Ian McIntosh, your tutor for the next 3 months. Welcome to Scotland.
Good morning, Mr. McIntosh. Pleased to meet you. I'm glad to be here.
Just call me Ian. Here at Computech, we aren't that formal. Let me start by telling you a bit about our company and your future workplace.
Oh yes, please do. I'm really curious.
Well, first of all, you need to know that we are organized into 5 departments and that we work in 2 major fields. First, there is our shop, where we sell computers and accessories. And then we also design and develop private and corporate networks.
Who are your typical customers?
Well, they're mostly small and medium-sized enterprises who come to us for help with their networks, and they usually buy the hardware here as well. In the shop, the customers are also private people who come in to get information and buy their computers from us. Also, Andy Jones, the head of the shop, is responsible for the repair orders taken there. From there, they are passed on to the workshop, which is where I work. I'm actually the head of the workshop.
Will I be working there?
Yes. The plan is that you'll be working in the workshop for the first part of your stay here.
What happens in the workshop?
Well, one part of the job is diagnosing and repairing faulty devices that customers bring in. Also, you'll be joining one of our field service technicians. They go out to the customers, either to solve computer problems on their premises or to install, commission, and service networks.
Are these the networks designed by Computech?
Yes. Usually, when a customer wants a network installed, he is referred to Fiona Fraser's department, Project Management. There, Fiona and her colleagues find out what this specific customer needs and then plan the network together. Once they have come up with a design, it's up to my department to implement it. You see, there's lots of interesting work here.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. What other departments are there?
There are 2 more, both of which you won't have too much to do with. First, there is human resources, with Linda Donaldson at the top. Their responsibilities include hiring and, unfortunately, occasionally also firing staff members. Also, they do the holiday planning and the wage accounting. Last but not least, they are responsible for the training of our apprentices, who you'll meet tomorrow. Actually, you should go and see Linda soon to get all your paperwork done.
I'll do that. Which is the last department, then?
Oh, I see you're paying attention. The remaining department is accounting. They are concerned with stock keeping, purchases and sales. They also do most of our business correspondence, you know, writing inquiries, orders, offers and the like. In addition, they take care of payments and of our reminder mechanism. As you can imagine, they have to keep in close contact with all the other departments. But Sean Higgins, their head, does a really good job.
I hope I won't have to work there. I mean, I'm an IT specialist.
No, don't worry. We have a little meeting arranged for tomorrow, where our managing director, Mr. James McPherson, will welcome you, along with our new trainees and other new colleagues. You'll find out then exactly what plans we have for you. Jane Russell, Mr. McPherson's assistant, will tell you the details. Look, there she is over there. Let's go and talk to her. Hi, Jane. Let me introduce you to Michael Peterson. He's from our German partners, and he will be here for the next...